Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Screaming and cussing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest place to be where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, with whomever, drinking whatever, smoking whatever, eating whatever, sitting on whatever, or whom whatever, you receive us. We appreciate the flying fuckles out of it. Fuckles. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots of Trumpian stuff going on. Lots of news. It's also Faithless Friday here, where we whip out our secularism a little bit and flash our atheism at you.
Ooh, yes.
Join in the fun. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What is a fuckle? Did you just make up that word, man?
Probably not, but
I love it.
I don't think anything's original.
I am Lord Fuckle.
Like, cheers.
You shall bow to me.
Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show.
Yes.
And if you want to twiddle us, direct message us. We'll give you our address.
And by the way, if you're going to tweet us, be sure to proofread your tweet, you know, in case you
In case you're running for, or you're going to be the president-elect?
No, did you see the Twitter fuck-up from Yahoo Finance Twitter?
Oh, my God, I did. Yeah.
I mean, that to me is a nightmare because, I mean, I don't think.
Forgive me.
Oh, yes. At Vile Experience, it's cleaning off his pop screen.
It smells like ass.
Oh. Hey, for some people, hey, man.
Yeah, right.
Spread it around. But you got to be careful when you're tweeting and doing social media. And, you know, I feel bad for whoever fucked this, had this typo. It could happen to me. It definitely could fucking happen to me. I am besieged by typos all the fucking time. Oh, my God.
Tweet us during the show, like I said, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also follow us on the Facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, help us buy new pop screens that don't smell like asshole.
Oh, yes.
You can go to our Amazon page. Go to Amazon and buy shit.
Right.
Go to our Crab Diving page at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It takes you actually right through the hole and over to Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you nothing. Just helps us out here in the Patreon. You know, that's coming.
Yes.
We appreciate everyone that's offering to help support the crabs.
Hell yeah, man. We speak your name.
Who thought we'd get to the point where people want to pay us to do this shit?
I guess we're entertaining. What do you think about that shit?
Right, and warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yes. By the way, the story I referenced, the Yahoo Finance tweet, Trump wants a whatever Navy, I put that on our Twitter. So check it out.
Yeah, well,
it's not much of a fucking story.
I think it was trending actually for a while.
Oh God, it was.
Well, no, you know it was trending. Black Twitter,
right?
Because the entity or whatever that they consider Black Twitter pounced righteously and rightfully upon the typo. Now, I mean, when you're typing the word bigger, understandably, N's right next door.
Yeah.
So I understand the fat finger. I understand the oops.
It could happen to me. It could happen to me, and I'm not racist. I'm not. I don't use that word. But I'm not typing that word.
I want to know if their auto spell check didn't catch that. Maybe it's okay with the N word.
But I got to tell you something.
On Twitter,
what browser are they using? Because I use Chrome, and at times I can't even understand it. Sometimes my spell check extension is disabled, and I don't even fucking disable the motherfucker.
It's capricious.
As fuck.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Lots going on. Let's get to the headlines, then we can get to the fun, although I'm thinking probably a lot of the headlines is some of the funny. All kinds of shit we're going to read through. Donald's tweets, of course, because goddamn, entertaining as fuck.
Right. We're not going to cover that shooting for 2 hours today.
No, we'll talk about it. There's a shooting going. Well, that's probably the headline. Let's get to the headline.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January the 6th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I don't know why I went with stuffy-nosed kind of newscaster voice.
DJ.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Like Glenn Beck back in the day, right?
Get your dollars out.
When he was a morning zoo guy.
Who?
Glenn Beck.
Oh, Glenn Beck, yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live on the morning. It's Monday, Monday, Monday.
I mean, really, I mean, for a DJ, I mean, Glenn Beck really fucking killed it, man. He did quite well for himself. I mean, as crazy as he is, he certainly has amassed a good amount of money for just being like radio guy.
Yeah, I may have overstepped a little, right? Because they've been. I'm sure he's getting ready to auction off the desk from the Oval Office that he's got in the compound there.
I mean, if your job is just looking at a camera and, you know, doing the news or podcasts and stuff, you don't really need to build a compound for that.
Right.
You can keep your overhead small. What do I know?
Yeah, I think he obviously overestimated his own popularity.
He's bananas.
And thought that his little niche, you know, don't overreach. We're not overreaching.
No, not at all.
Or reaching around, again, right. Unless you know, there's cash.
Right.
Can
you break a 20?
The headline over at the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
A photograph of the... What is he? President, premier, prime minister, uber poobah, dictator of Russia.
Oh,
Vladimir Uncle Nipples Putin.
He's a czar, isn't it? That's what they have? With a C.
I think he's president, but they have a prime minister, or I don't know what the fuck. He's president right now.
Premier Putin. Oh, he's a president. Oh, geez.
So the headline is a picture of Putin looking vexed.
Dashing.
And spy report lands, Putin ordered the hack in order to, quote, influence the election for Trump. So what happened is, as the orange shitler may still, as we speak, be getting his, I don't know if it's over yet, the intelligence briefing where, you know, they didn't send toadies. They didn't even send senior executive toadies.
Yes.
They sent the Uber toadies, the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, Comey, that dickwad,
right,
and the head of the NSA,
yeah.
And somebody else is going.
It's that serious.
To try to slap some sense into that orange fuckwad in Trump Tower.
God, I mean, haven't people given up on the orange fuckwad? I mean, really, we waited the whole primary. When's he going to act presidential? The general. When's he going to act presidential? He gets elected. When is he going to act presidential? He doesn't even fucking have to because he fucking won.
So he's getting the actual full evidence of the classified evidence as to how, why, where they got the information and why they reached those conclusions.
Yes.
Which... it's unprecedented that all of these agencies at the same time are like, holy shit, yeah, it was Russia. But they released
release
a a version of it that is non-classified.
Right, right.
And that's what we, the regular humans, get.
But Trump gets the super secret
version. Well, he gets the stuff. We get information that how they actually got to that conclusion, including the classified stuff.
Is he,
here's a spy that we have here who said this, who heard them say this, who watched them do this, that kind of
shit. Did they tell him what he could tweet and what he could not tweet about regarding this shit?
Frankly, I haven't checked his Twitter in about an hour.
I put up scans of all the documents on my Pinterest.
The intelligence officials concluded that Russian President Vladimir Putin...
Nyet!
Is it? Nyet.
It's Nyet.
Yeah, it is.
That's what Sean Connery said.
Da and Nyet.
Da.
Dozvedonya.
Well...
Vladdy Putin directed efforts to interfere in the U.S. election
Vladdy.
With the goal of helping President Donald Trump win.
Okay, there you have it, right?
Reading from HuffPo, in a highly anticipated report prepared by the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency, intelligence officials doubled down on earlier assertions that Moscow was responsible for cyber attacks directed at the Democratic National Committee.
No shit. Which, so now what?
Which the dummies out there, we still have to remind as we hold your dicks while you piss.
Oh, yes.
Wait, that.
What am I doing?
That the hack, nobody is saying that the Russian, or they think that the Russian hack is Hillary's fault.
Right.
That she shouldn't have had it on a private server.
On her emails.
They conflate the two. Completely separate issues.
Why the fuck not? They believe the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Because they're dumb as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, they're stupid.
So let's just remind any of the morons out there listening. It's two separate things,
yeah,
boo-boo.
Yeah, stupid.
Quote, the report reads, Russian efforts to influence the 2006 U.S. presidential election represent the most recent expression of Moscow's longstanding desire to undermine the U.S.-led liberal democratic order.
God, that sounds so fucking dramatic.
But these activities demonstrated a significant escalation in directness, level of activity, and scope of effort compared to previous operations. So bigger, harder, faster than before.
Our liberal democratic order.
Yeah, they shouldn't have used liberal. Because right away the conservatives are going to say, well, good if they're targeting liberals.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some of these scum-sucking treason lickers are saying.
Oh, yeah,
that are defending Trump. The most egregious, like that fuckwad that's going to waddle over to Moscow.
Oh,
Dana Rohrabacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And his evil cabal of vodka guzzlers.
Oh, God. What a bunch of trashy assholes. Imagine them traveling abroad. Gross.
Are saying, well, who cares how we got the information? It's just important that we got it and that we stopped Hillary from entering the White House, the most corrupt person ever to run for president.
Let me understand this. So those dickheads think that Russia didn't attack the U.S. Russia attacked the Democrats.
Right. And they're okay with that.
I mean, so they're sort of saying it's not an act of war. It's the Russian hacking the Democratic Party, but not the whole of
Russia
the
saved us
from the Democrats. God damn. Ugh. That's so fucking stupid
and treasonous.
I mean,
it's treason. We speak hyperbolically. You're supporting an adversary of the United States. Directly, massively trying to influence our electoral process here through. And yesterday, the CIA dude listed.
Yes.
Not only was it the hack of the emails.
Right.
Social media accounts, creating thousands and thousands of fake social media accounts to spread thousands and thousands of lies. Fake news, he listed. All of these things started by Russia.
Right.
In various manners.
And why wouldn't this shit continue, though?
It is continuing right now.
So we got to figure out
Estonia,
how to deal with it.
In Germany, in France. And that's why they're trying to fight it. In Britain, even. They're trying to fight it.
Why don't
That's probably how we got Brexit. There's probably a significant enough influence from all the social media and everything on with the Brexit.
Oh my God.
That might have tipped the scales there.
Jesus Christ.
Because Putin's goal is to destabilize the Western world so that NATO falls and he can ride his bare-shirted, bare-breasted...
Bare back.
...into Estonia, into Sweden. A lot of oil there.
Can make some fucking cash.
And apparently, our POTUS, for whatever reason, is more than happy
to
offer up the starfish of Eastern Europe.
God, he is shameless. I want to hear, he has to talk to the media after this briefing.
Well, that's it. And it was, I think it was McCain. Again, I mean, fuck this whole situation for making Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Marco Rubio, voices of fucking reason. It makes me crazy. But John McCain asked the CIA director, kind of jokingly, he's like, you know, tomorrow you're going to be going up against a president-elect who seems to disagree with you on everything. And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, are you ready for that? And the director's like, oh, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah. And he's like, it could get interesting. Are you ready for that? And the CIA director was like, oh, don't worry. We're ready.
No, you're not. Listen.
You know what's happening? It's that Flynn. You know Flynn made an ass out of himself in that meeting.
Right.
Disputing everything that they said. They would say, here's what we got. Yeah. That's a lie. Bah, 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 bah. Putin told me to say, oops.
God, amazing. Think about it. Russia was working to get this lunatic to be our president. And it worked. That's amazing, man.
It may have.
I mean, oh, shit. God, I wonder how that meeting... Don't you wish you were a fly on the wall in this meeting?
God, of course.
General
Jesus
Flynn.
Jesus Christ, of course.
Flitting about.
Oh, well, here we go. President-elect Donald Trump met with the top intelligence officials this afternoon, who briefed him on the role that they believe Russia played in cyber attacks. Trump released a statement following the meeting. Wait, let me check Twitter. Let me see if that's how he released his statement, if it is.
Yes.
Good God.
I mean...
We're so fucked. We're just so fucked.
We really are, man.
No.
No, damn it!
But before the meeting, he did tweet out, I am asking the chairs of the House and Senate committees to investigate top secret intelligence shared with NBC prior to me seeing it. There was an NBC report that said, hey, we got wind about what's, they didn't have specifics, but they got wind about what was in this report.
Right.
And now he's pissed.
Oh, he's
claiming that
foul.
Some top secret leak occurred to NBC. And that he wants an investigation.
Right.
Not Russia influencing the.
Oh, you're insufferable. How would you even know? He's not even taking these. This is the brief. He hasn't taken these briefings, right? So what if they leak something to NBC, dickhead? You're not even reading it. What the fuck does it make a difference? It doesn't matter. Fuck you. Christ, dude.
I'm just checking some of the biggest responses.
He's insane.
Some of the first responses.
But is the meeting over? And so now he's...
Yeah, so apparently he didn't tweet it. I don't see that specific tweet. So this must have been like a real adult official... statement that was released.
Can you get cell reception in the war room in the White House, in the situation room down in the it's the basement.
Cell reception?
It's the basement.
I mean, probably.
So he's going to be able to tweet from down there?
They probably have
we're going to see him. He's going to do a selfie.
Cells
he's going to do a selfie, and in the background the big board's going to be on the wall, and we're going to see like a bunch of fucking top secret shit in the background.
Oh, he'll spill something.
He's like a
Spill something that he shouldn't, and it'll be one of the many reasons he's going to be impeached.
And it won't be DNA all over a blue dress.
The CIA and FBI.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Trump released a statement following the meeting, calling the talks constructive. And emphasizing that he has, quote, tremendous respect for the work and service done by the men and women of the intelligence community of our great nation.
Wow, that means so much coming from him. He said Duterte was fantastic.
He said, while Russia, China, other countries, outside groups, and people are consistently trying to break through the cyber infrastructure of our governmental institutions, businesses, and organizations,
yes,
including the Democrat National Committee.
Come on.
Scumbags.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
There was absolutely no effect on the outcome of the election, including the fact that there was no tampering whatsoever with voting machines. Nobody said there was tampering
God
with voting machines,
it.
You orange cunt. And he can't say there was no effect on the election.
Yeah, yeah.
They say we can't determine what the effect was, if any, on the election. There's
right.
a big fucking goddamn difference between that and there was absolutely no effect.
But what we do know is that there was hacking. We knew that they proliferated a bunch of fake news, and that did, I mean, we can't say it had an effect on the election, so, I don't know.
And an apparent,
whatever.
But he's still trying to protect Moscow. They noted there were attempts to hack the Republican National Committee, but the RNC had strong hacking defenses, and the hackers were unsuccessful. So, in other words, well, they tried to do it to us, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like he was just trying to get me elected, even though they told him,
yes,
that the goal of the hacking was to help him. He's
right.
denying that whatsoever. He's saying, no, that wasn't it. They tried to get us too.
Yeah.
Fucking lying scumbag piece of shit. God.
Does Putin have like pictures of Trump?
Yes.
You know,
I mean, there's something
like an orgy with like underage women or some shit
That's
like
what,
that.
We tweeted that yesterday with a meme that
did we really?
What does he have on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What does Putin have on Trump? Pictures, video?
Yeah. Seriously, what is it?
His Snapchat account?
Come on, Donald, relax. This can't be that bad. Just fucking take your lips off his Russian dick.
God, we're so fucked. I maybe not, though. I really think that it sounds like there's enough sane people, at least in the Senate. The House of Representatives just seem to be beyond
It would be so
help
great.
And beyond hope, the loathsome knuckle draggers of the House.
Oh, yeah. How
but
stupid.
It seems like there might be one or two or more, hopefully, senators with integrity.
No, it'll be so great if
that
we
want to. Yeah, that want to.
I was going to say, imagine if we get him impeached. I mean,
that's
what we would
hoping.
Get President Pence. Could you? How great would that be?
Heinous. However, I
the Taliban.
Frankly, I wouldn't be worried about getting thrown in a gulag.
No, not
anymore.
At all.
I wouldn't be worried about the free press being completely scuttled. I wouldn't worry. As heinous and horrible of a Christo-fascist that I think he is, I don't think he would destroy the Republic. I think Trump's trying to destroy the Republic.
Yeah.
And Bannon has said that that's what he wants to do. He said he wants to, he considers himself, what was that one interview he had? A Leninist. That Lenin sought that in order to fix the country,
yes,
you had to destroy everything and start over. Destroy the whole system.
Oh.
And Bannon has said gleefully that that's what he wants to do.
Is Trump Bannon's mark?
Everybody's mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Putin's mark, Bannon's mark, and they all fit together. Bannon's
right.
Bannon's chaos and destruction of the country. Uncle Nipples fits right into his MO, fits right in there.
Oh, my God. So depressing.
So congratulations, Republicans. You really,
right.
really fucked the world.
So stupid.
The world.
You really did. You're idiots.
By voting for this guy.
Hillary's so corrupt, by the way.
Oh, what about her emails?
It really was a perfect storm. You think about the fucking Russian hacking, the fake news,
yeah,
the ping pong pizza gate, or whatever the fuck that was.
That was after, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was after. Well, whatever. Shit like that, Comey. And on top of that, Hillary motherfucking derangement syndrome.
Right, which
I mean,
apparently is also tied to Obama derangement syndrome.
Oh, well, Obama's black.
But they had they did a great job of transferring it.
Yes. Well, Obama's half black per Alex Jones.
That's right. So
he's reminding
us. They have to hate him. They get to hate him half right away.
What is Alex Jones, though? Sometimes you listen to his show and like, wait, how are you an expert in everything, motherfucker? And how are you the only person that is in on a lot of these goddamn conspiracy theories?
He's got He's got advertisers. He's got safes to sell, man. Oh, yeah, and, yeah. And
weird ass supplements.
Gold.
Like, oh, yeah.
It is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this lovely, it is a lovely day here in Southern California.
A beautiful day to renounce Sky God.
The, or at least his followers. The headline over at the Drudge Report is what I had expected from the other, from everyone, actually, that about the shooting, which I don't know if it's still going on or whatever. Again, we're going to bitch about the coverage. The live coverage of anything is is really horrific. I guess there is their mindset that if people are just tuning in all the time, every 5 minutes they have to recap every goddamn thing they know, which is nothing,
you know,
about
man,
what's going on. I mean, is that the I guess what the mindset is? But don't they realize that the people who are listening to them for length are going batshit fucking crazy?
They're milking the ratings, I would imagine. And, you know, I heard a an eyewitness account at the shooting. This first guy was there. It was on MSNBC, and he was talking about, like, what happened, and he was, like, emotional, and he sounded...
Oh, I know.
He sounded freaked out and everything, and, like a... Kind of like you would imagine a normal human being would sound like. And then they went to another eyewitness. And obviously this eyewitness was a gun guy because, like, everything he talked in terms of, like fire radius and the type of guns and how many shells were expended and the line of fire. He's talking about flanking and all this other bullshit.
Oh, God, he's playing Call of Duty live.
Yeah, he was. You know what? Bullshit. He was probably a Call of Duty guy, a fucking wacko first-person video game dude. You don't have to bring all your terminology onto MSNBC when you're accounting this harrowing story about
maybe not
getting shot to death.
He would have said the N-word every other word if that was the case, so he probably didn't get it out of the video game land.
He was talking about this elderly woman that was shot. She was shot with a bullet passed through her shoulder through and through.
Oh, well, she should be okay then.
Oh, that's good? That's a good thing.
A through and through in the shoulder, yeah, usually
it's
means
stuck
that
in there.
Well, that it didn't hit bone and shatter and splinter and... You know, a lot of times more of the damage is done not by the first hole, but when the bullet strikes shit inside and then splinters the bullet fragments.
Great.
Some bullets are made to do that.
Oh, wonderful. Can we just say, I'm sorry, we're not going to do a gun. I'm not going to do a fucking, we're not even going to cover this gun story without us saying, fuck the NRA. Fuck you hard.
Well, I don't know.
Guns kill people, dickhead. All of you.
Five people are dead, at least eight people injured after a shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport in Floridia.
Which I believe, can you open carry at the airport in Florida now? Because you can in some states.
Probably into security, right? I mean,
what the fuck are we doing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Open carry.
The incident happened around 1 p.m. Eastern time, lower level baggage claim area of Terminal 2.
Yeah, see, I never.
Oh, they don't need this detail.
Never check a bag.
They don't need this detail. The gunman wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. They didn't need to do that. what is that? Why was that necessary?
Which t-shirt? Well, like, what was on it? Was it?
It doesn't say.
I don't know.
Was taken into custody.
Yeah.
Has since been identified as 26-year-old Mustafa Ali. No, I'm lying. Esteban Santiago.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So despite
Esteban,
what the instant reaction was on Twitter,
Esteban,
obviously it's a Muslim radical.
Oh, yes.
It may not be, although, you know, the guy's got names Esteban Santiago. Maybe he's, you know, converted. Who knows?
You know what this gun that was saying on MSNBC, or the dude that was all, like, military about the description? It was like, and then after it happened, the gunman took his hands, laid down his gun, and he laid down face ground on the floor, spread eagle. He said spread eagle. Like, what does that mean? What does spread eagle mean? Does that mean he's laid down?
No, just all.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. You never heard that before?
No, I have. I just thought it meant something different.
You've been watching too many late night you porn videos.
Skinamax, baby. The way he said it sounded strange. That's all. I don't mean to critique a guy that was at a mass shooting today.
Santiago flew from Anchorage.
Yes.
With a layover in Minneapolis, checked a gun for the flight. After he claimed his bag, he loaded it in the bathroom, then opened fire at the baggage claim area.
God damn it.
News reports are saying that Santiago has a history of mental problems.
Okay.
But was reportedly getting treatment. His most recent address is Naples, Florida, but he's lived in Anchorage from 2014 to 2016, where his girlfriend and child live. Originally from New Jersey, he was a combat engineer in the Army National Guard, serving 1 year in Iraq.
So that's how he's able to have a gun, because before he's military.
Being honorably discharged. They still don't know the motive of the shooting, but Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Oh God, he surfaces from a phone.
Couldn't
party.
Wait to get his face on television and say that he heard that Santiago might have gotten into some kind of altercation on the flight earlier this morning. It might have been flight rage, and this motherfucker goes crazy and starts opening up on people in the fucking.
Do you think
baggage area?
The only meal they had left was a kosher meal, and he didn't fucking want it. Somebody took his meal that he ordered, the in-flight meal, and then he probably didn't have an in-flight meal these days. Everybody's
right.
So fucking cheap. You got to pay $7 for a fucking sandwich when you get on the goddamn plane.
It might be Alaska Airlines, so there's no meal going on there.
God, you motherfuckers.
I'm disparaging Alaska. I don't know that. I was just taking an easy swing.
Give me a fucking sandwich. How much is a goddamn plane ticket? Really?
Well, they're going to charge you for overhead now.
Overhead baggage? Even if I carry on a bag?
Yeah. I forget there was one. There's one. I forget which carrier announced a little while ago that they're going to start charging for overhead bags.
Is it true the only thing they'll let you carry on? They make you get on the plane naked and you have to shove all your accessories in your asshole or it'll cost you.
Well, no, they check that too.
Oh, yes.
with that backscatter x-ray.
Oh, yeah.
You can see what you got up inside you.
What a great job. What do you do all day for 8 hours?
So there you go. I guess last I heard it was they still thought it might be active shooter, but now it sounds like they got him and the bullets have stopped slinging and now it's just going to be hand-wringing and what we could have done. Although, if it has anything to do with not having adequate mental health treatment for our veterans may have some PTSD or issues going on, then fuck the Republicans on that one.
Absolutely.
They're the ones who continually try to cut benefits from those programs.
Well, they specifically blocked a bill about veterans and mental health, right? Not too long ago.
Yeah, and held up the what was John Stewart fighting for? Oh, the 9/11 responders.
Oh, my God.
Medical coverage. These people are dying of bizarre ailments that can only be attributed to the shit they were inhaling while trying to rescue people at 9/11.
Right.
And if there's one thing we can't fucking agree on as a civilization, as the richest fucking country on the goddamn planet, that we can't take care of these guys' medical bills for that. But no, the fucking cunt evil Republicans were holding that up.
I'm remembering 9/11. I remember watching all the coverage on television and it looked like the fucking apocalypse. But those first responders, they drove into all that shit. They went in there. I can't imagine. They didn't run away. They went toward where the fucking buildings were falling down. That is, I couldn't do that. My balls would go right up inside my fucking stomach.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report, is about the horrific shooting at the airport. I'm sure we're going to hear about every minute on the minute.
And you know what it's going to be? We needed a good guy there with a gun, didn't we? Not more gun control.
Oh, I'm sure we'll hear that. You put up a story on the Facebook and the Twitter, I think, about toddlers. These evil toddlers who are shooting people left and right.
I know.
And just the horrific number of fucking toddlers that are killing people because they get a hold of a gun. And one person, or many, we got a few
There's some really dumb fucking people out there, right?
We got some responses basically saying, if the parents need to train the kids better. It's a toddler. Have you been around a toddler?
And then somebody said, what's a toddler doing with a gun?
That's
the fucking point, you dickhead. Yeah. The gun.
Well, they're saying you got to blame the parents, not the poor gun.
Okay, that's fine. We can blame the parents as well, but maybe we shouldn't have so many fucking guns. Lock your gun up or don't have a gun.
Well, yeah, we could do with a little more sensible gun control. Yeah, we're finding now. I mean, I see a lot now that all the liberals are really angry.
Yeah. Many
who are saying, you know, these assholes, right wingers, even on our page, are like, oh yeah, oh well, if there's any kind of war, we know you libtards are going to stay away. Or if there's any gun, if we need somebody to help protect us, we know. And then we've got many responding. One guy was like, I was in Iraq,
yeah,
and
ass.
I have an AR-15, and I'm a liberal. Say that to my face.
No, Jesus.
That
Christ.
I'm a coward.
Why does this guy have an AR-15?
That I'm a libtard.
Is that legal? Can you have an AR-15? Oh, my God. Dude, I just...
And that's the biggest myth that, you know, we're just all a bunch of pussies who hate guns and don't want any guns around.
Wait, yes, but that's true. I don't want any guns.
Well,
right?
I'm not a pussy,
but I don't want any fucking guns.
Not all of us want to get rid of all the guns.
Yeah. What kind of gun?
I mean, eventually.
What kind of gun would you prefer to be shot to death with by a toddler? What would you like?
Something big and in the head to make it quick.
I just thought of just something fucking horrendous. Say a toddler crawls into the, gets mommy's gun out and shoots somebody.
No.
You're dead. I don't even know. I can't imagine how that. Aren't guns heavy? How does a toddler even pick up a gun? Do you know what I mean?
You mean because it's heavy or how do they get access to it?
Well, but when do you sit your child down and say, listen, Junior, a few years ago, I don't know how to tell you this, but you shot someone to death. You don't remember.
Oh, right.
But you
what
were
about
a murderer
that killed,
when you
killed
three.
His mother. She had it in her fucking purse at the goddamn Walmart or something. And the kid she put the kid in the basket with the purse.
Yeah.
And the kid went, oh, what's this? Bang. Mom's dead.
Because you got to tell your kid.
Congratulations,
because
Junior.
Because it's in the news. Yeah. You can't not tell him.
You can't blame that kid. I mean.
No, of course not. But still, you have to tell the kid what the fuck happened. And then all of a sudden, the kid's like, I don't remember shooting my mother to death. I mean, that's fucked up, dude. Ugh. Yeah, more guns, sure. It's don't blame the gun.
That mom felt safer, huh?
Yeah, what about that? What a fucking about that, man. Jeez.
And, I mean, horrible, but at least it was her that got shot. Right. What if the kid would have just whipped it out and just killed somebody standing next to him, unrelated
to
them? That's why we want regulations that say, hey, give us places where you can't bring your fucking gun.
Right.
Because I don't want your stupid ass with your stupid lax gun security.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Handing a purse to a toddler that has a gun in it, not toddler. A purse with a gun in it to a toddler.
I don't know that that's a safe place to store your gun. You know, that's kind of the nice thing about living in California in L.A., right? Because you can't open carry here. So, like, when I go to you go into a movie theater or whatever, there's no, you don't.
Concealed carry, though.
Yeah, that's true. But then some dickhead would say, well, what if somebody comes there to shoot up the place? All you Hollywood pussies, what are you going to do? You throw your wallet chains at them or something?
That's one of the things they say.
Well, shit.
What are you going to do? Vomit semen on them?
No, yeah. That's how I defend myself. It's horrible. Get out of the way.
It's Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Diving. Although we frequently touch upon Christo-fascist measures and themes in different times of the week, because goddamn, we just can't. There's just too much going on. We can't relegate it to only Fridays. Like yesterday, we learned that Kentucky? The first thing they went after was trying to get jobs for everybody and stable and health care for everybody. Oh, wait a second. No. The first thing they went for is gutting unions and clamping the vagina shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Once
fetus.
It's been loaded.
Yeah, yeah. Your vaginas will not be your own under Trump's reign.
So we've got a few stuff here. I'm sure we might bounce back and forth as I see other shit that's happening. Like, I mean, I guess we should touch upon this before we get to Faithless Friday stuff. The Arnold Schwarzenegger, the apprentice thing. So our incoming president, who used to be on this shitty TV reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're fired.
Then now is still an executive producer. So he had to have some kind of a say in who his replacement would be, I would think. Right?
Yeah, dude.
And they hired Arnold Schwarzenegger, who on paper was a Republican.
Right.
But during the election, made it known that he was not a Trumpian Republican.
Do you know what I don't understand? And maybe I just don't know that much about Arnold. But it doesn't he like, isn't he, he's not a Nazi, right? Isn't there rumors about him being into like that whole like,
well, you know,
fascism shit? I mean, so why isn't he into
Trump? I think it's
Trump?
His accent. How can you walk around talking like this without somebody right away wanting to just goose step?
I feel like
and play Wagner.
I feel like I'm misspeaking because I'm getting him mixed up with what's the guy that was on Lethal Weapon? Now Mel Gibson,
Danny Glover.
Yeah, Mel Gibson and his daddy are big like Nazi freaks or something weird like that, right?
No, they're
the Catholics,
fundamentalist Catholics. They're Opus Dei Catholics, which they want.
That's batshit, right?
Yeah, they want the mass to go back to Latin and all kinds of crazy shit like that.
So what? Let it go back to Latin.
Who go back to the good old days when you could fuck kids and just pass the priests around like like an NFL draft.
Oh yeah. That's the worst draft ever.
I've got here a
You're fired.
Apparently.
How stupid.
We've been labeled, Ryan. Here we go.
Oh, what are we labeled? Tell me.
By your favorite over at the American Family Association. None other than the mellifluous tones of Brian Fisher.
Do you have audio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brian Fisher.
His voice is the worst.
He, on his radio program.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Focal Point or something like that?
Listen to his intonation. The way he speaks. It's weird. Everything goes up at the end of his sentences, right? Am I insane?
It's odd. He's
an odd dude.
Aren't they? They're like on a hemorrhoid on the anus of Mississippi.
Oh,
like
their
deep in the right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Like he's wait, Tupelo, right?
I thought he was in or Biloxi.
Was it Biloxi?
Well, something like that.
Yeah, we'll look it up. But here's Brian Fisher.
Ugh, what a piece of fucking shit.
We here at Crab Diving apparently have a new label.
And he writes out everything he says, right?
A lot of it, yeah.
And reads it. What a weirdo.
George Washington said, look, a guy cannot be considered a patriot. He cannot be considered a patriotic American if he labors to subvert either Christianity or the Ten Commandments. The essence of what it means to be a patriot, according to George Washington, the definition of patriotism, the essence of patriotism is a man who is a sincerely devoted follower of Jesus Christ and seeks to live his life by the Ten Commandments. He adheres to Christianity and to the Ten Commandments. That is the definition and the mark and the hallmark of a patriot. And
God, what a fucking laborious goddamn explanation of whatever. God, quit meandering. Get to the point, you cunt.
He's quoting, he's alluding to George Washington's farewell address where the following quote, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness.
It seems like Brian Fisher might be misinterpreting that.
Well, yeah, the freedom-minded among us would read that as don't stuff your religion and morality down other people's throats.
And speaking of throats, keep your patriotic essence out of my fucking throat. Isn't that what he says? Your patriotic essence or something. Some essence. He keeps using the word essence again. Ugh. What a gross asshole.
The mark and the hallmark of a patriot. And if somebody's laboring to subvert these things, you know, George Washington said, look, I'm not talking about perfect obedience here. I know nobody's going to do that. That's why we need a savior. But if somebody...
What? I'm sorry. I just read that paragraph. I, I, I don't see where it says that you should. Well, that's why you need a savior, of course.
I don't need a savior, dickhead. I mean, no offense. Do you need a savior?
No.
Kate, do you need a savior? She's asleep.
Another reason not to vote for Trump. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think the country needs a daddy. I think the country needs someone really fucking smart. Not some moron who pretends to just have big balls.
We said that all through the fucking campaign. These guys that vote for Donald Trump, they want a fucking daddy. They want to be dominated. They want to be an assless chaps in a ball gag.
Yeah, or they want to relate to their own version of Putin riding the bear with a shirt off. Seriously, that's right. Right? Didn't there was an article, and other people have talked about how in Russia, I mean, that Putin became very popular among white guys because.
Yes.
The emasculation of the Russian male has been going on for a long time because their economy is so shit. It's like they're not the provider of the family. They're everybody's broke. Everybody's, you know,
so
drunk.
That's why he puts out that.
Not everybody.
Yeah. That big, like, fucking masculine, hey, I'm a man.
Right.
I got a big, thick cock.
Give me a gun.
Image,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And they blow their loads.
They
they're like, oh my God, this is, he's making us. He's making Russia great again.
Yeah, get your essence off me.
And they love it when their lied, filtered, state-run media tells them that Big Uncle Nipples rode into the evil Crimea and rescued the poor Crimeans from the evil clutches of NATO and the Westerners.
the little pussies at NATO, is that what it is?
Oh, they love it.
Jesus Christ, man.
And that's what the morons here fell for. Look at how many of those dummies that get interviewed are like, well, we need a strong president, finally.
Finally.
We need somebody strong. They really think that whoever has the most and biggest guns is the best.
But it's the president. It's not necessarily might. It's diplomacy.
They don't understand
and
that.
I'm going to say something insane. Smarts.
Ooh,
I mean, brains.
You're an
don't you want that? Oh, yes.
You probably went to college and shit, got indoctrinated by liberal thinking, indoctrinated by being taught how to think.
Oh, yes.
That's why they turn liberal in college.
Ugh. Perfect obedience here. I know nobody's going to do that. That's why we need a savior. But if somebody is out there working to undermine, to subvert these things, to work against Christianity, to work against the public acceptance and the acknowledgement of the Ten Commandments, that guy...
Notice that working against Christianity means working against the public acceptance of the Ten Commandments.
Wow.
Notice that little subtle change there. It's not just the acceptance of Christianity. It's you are undermining and are not a patriot if you try to prevent everyone from adhering to the Ten Commandments. Let's remind you, number one, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yeah, and like number four is when the Sabbath is and a bunch of other bullshit. They don't have anything to do with the government except that one about...
Well, don't take God's name in vain.
Yeah, don't kill.
That's the Trumpian.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's the Trumpian commandment.
Don't take Trump's name in vain.
That'll be a law. They'll try that one.
Oh, sure. God, this is ridiculous.
So listen to this terrifying Christo-fascist.
He's
saying,
a moolah.
And they think they've won. That's the even scarier part is these assholes think they've got a friend in Trump. I don't think they do. I don't.
Right.
I really don't think of all the destruction that is before us.
Right.
I don't see a massive Christo fascist theocrat takeover unless they impeach Trump and then Pence becomes.
We all lost. No one won. If anybody, no one won this election.
No one won. but these guys are definitely emboldened.
Oh, yes.
And on a more local level, more empowered, I guess. They think that they've got a mandate. I've got other stories where. Some of these pastors are like, well, now they should just, we should just be able to outlaw homosexuality again.
Oh, yeah.
Throw him in jail. We should just be able to do that now because, you know, sanity is won out and the Lord has anointed Donald Trump as our new Lord and Savior.
By the way, Donald Trump, did you see his spiritual advisor, whoever the fuck her name is?
She's a piece of work, isn't she?
She is one of these prosperity gospel megachurch people like Creflo Dollar.
Yep.
That's insane. Is Copeland a prosperity gospel guy as well?
Here's the clip we played of the two pastors comparing how they were visited by the Lord, each individually having the Lord tell them, you need a new private plane.
I need a new plane.
I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
They were explaining how the Lord visited them and said, you need a new plane.
This person, I forget her name, she's going to be speaking at the inauguration.
Yeah.
Prosperity
casting
gospel.
Casting her Jesus magic. But some of the evangelicals are pissed about that.
Oh,
did you see that? They're,
oh, absolutely.
They're starting to think, well, wait a minute, maybe Trump's not one of us.
Oh, God. Wake up, idiots!
I know, fucking moron.
Oh, yeah, Hillary and her fucking emails and Benghazi, just too fucking corrupt for you. Now look, you're stupid.
If we all weren't going to end up just horse fucked
and
left on the side of the road
by
this whole ordeal, it would be just fun to watch the angst and laugh and point at all these morons as they are screwed by Trump. Different groups.
Right. What a dickhead.
Here's the rest of Fisher.
Brian Fisher. Oh, I hate this
to
guy.
Undermine, to subvert these things, to work against Christianity, to work against the public acceptance and the acknowledgement of the Ten Commandments. That guy is no patriot. He is a traitor to his country. And I have no hesitation in saying that today. You want to find a traitor to your country? Find somebody who is actively working to oppose Christianity and oppose the public acknowledgement of the Ten Commandments. You are looking, my friend, right there at an American traitor.
There we go. I happily admit that I, if by Brian Fisher's faux definition, am therefore a American traitor. If that's America, which it ain't.
Yeah.
America is not Iran.
Oh, no, it is not.
America is not Saudi Arabia.
We are not.
As much as these dominionists want it to be.
Did you hear him? He's like, right there.
Yeah, right there.
Right there. God, he's so strange.
Brian Fisher.
He should go to his job is talking, right? Like, you don't even see his fucking big fat head.
He's on video. He's got YouTube also.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude.
He dresses up. And,
go to talk to a voice coach or somebody that can maybe, make you sound more natural or something. You sound so stiff. Every word you say sounds the same, and you hit every operative word. You don't have to hit with a fucking sledgehammer. What you're saying isn't brilliant or deep. We'll be able to understand without you spoon feeding it to us. You fuck.
I was just breezing through the headlines and saw the screen cap of the tweet from Yahoo.
It's insane. Oh, my God. I saw that and I'm like, oh, shit, that could happen to me. The first thing I did, I looked down at the keyboard and I was like, oh, my God, look at the letter B. It's right there. I have typos all the motherfucking time. Oh,
right.
God. And they're like, oh, they should proofread. I proofread my shit.
Well,
I miss shit.
The thing is, even with the error, it's still a true tweet because it was about President-elect Donald Trump wants a bigger Navy.
Yeah, that's true.
And they said President Trump wants a N-word Navy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's all for sending brown people to go die.
Right.
Not certainly his crotch spawn isn't getting anywhere near anything.
Proofread. God, dude, listen, everybody with the proofread on this person, just fuck off. Typos can happen anywhere and everywhere, and you don't even fucking know.
Yeah, but goddamn, that's a...
I know. I saw that, and my first thought was like, I'm so glad it wasn't me. I'm so glad it wasn't me.
So am I. On the crab diving tweets.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what you do over there on your @RatedR comedy.
Nothing like, I don't do it. I have no social media platform where I'm busting out the N-word. God.
Except you might see it on some of your old friends from high school on Facebook.
Sure. Yeah. Lovely.
And I might see it on some of my old friends from high school, come to think of it. South Side of Chicago.
Mayor Daley, fuck you.
Lily White. We've also got here, we haven't heard from this person in a minute. This is, she was on, we just talked about the American Family Association.
Okay.
We frequently confuse the two with the Family Research Council.
Oh, God.
Which is Tony Perkins' joint.
Vomit.
And Tony Perkins has his little radio show called Washington Watch.
No shit. Does he sleep in a coffin at night?
Maybe.
Oh, man, this guy is disgusting.
During the day.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. He's not allowed to come out during the sunlight will kill him.
On his show from Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Still around. We thought we had gotten rid of her when she was blissfully voted out of office. but Michelle Bachman, Maranatha, Lord Jesus,
That
kind of shit.
She's
way
into Sky God, man.
Real whack job with a husband who
this
makes
guy,
it his living.
This guy's a big piece of shit.
Psychologically torture poor LGBT people into not being, somehow curing the LGBT out of them.
How the fuck does this guy get up in the morning
probably
and be like,
sucking the LGBT out of
him? He looks at himself in the mirror and he's like, I'm going to torture some gay people today to turn them straight.
I don't know how one justifies, because many, I'm going to pull
Is
a
he
Trump.
Mentally
I'm
going
to pull a Trump. Many people believe that Marcus Bachman, is that his name? I think that's his name.
Marcus.
That her husband.
Shithead.
Might enjoy or have previously enjoyed.
Wang.
Being. Yeah. What
well,
he tries
back
to
and
cure
enjoy
other
it.
People.
Go get some dick, stupid.
So how does, I mean.
Quit shocking people straight or whatever you fucking do.
Is the self-loathing that big that, and combined with the fundamentalist extremism. Yeah. That you can somehow subjugate that part of yourself and then brutalize others.
Oh, yeah. By the way, welcome to Faithless Friday. Fuck. I mean, is that mental illness, though? At some point when you're letting your belief in something that exists in the ether, that you think when you close your eyes and bow your head to whatever, all of a sudden you think there's a being in the sky telling you how to live and all that shit. And then when you start living by the shit you think you're hearing in your head, when is it time for some lithium?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, right. And how many of all religions?
Yes.
If you didn't know that religion existed and someone sat you down and told you their origin story or their savior story or whatever, that you would not just be like,
why? You're telling me?
Like we do, no offense. No, well, I don't care. Mormons, when we read about
That's
the origins
insane.
Of the Mormon church, when we read about the origins of Scientology, how can you not look at somebody and just want to baby shake them?
A Mormon.
And say, what's wrong with you?
John, who's their prophet? John, what's his fuck? John
what
Smith?
Are we talking about?
The Mormons.
Yes. Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. Was he the one that was spoken to by a couple of rocks?
Kind of, yes. No,
Yes! But, a rock his hat told him what to do.
No, they were the seer stones, right?
Okay.
Uman and Thuman.
Right. A couple of rocks with names.
Which
Dude.
Somehow...
He named a rock. Who the fuck named the rock?
But wasn't there... It was an angel Jabroni or something? Or
Jabroni!
Moroni.
Jabroni. No, Jabroni came down from the sky and said, hey, you see those two fucking rocks over there? That's Uman, that's Thuman.
Right.
Put them in your...
Well, there was a golden plate in there somewhere, don't forget, that only he ever saw.
Jack off on it.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. The magical golden jack off plate, and it's two rocks that talk to him.
The angel Moroni in Mormonism is an angel who visited Joseph Smith on numerous occasions, beginning on September 21st, 1823. According to Smith, according to Smith, that's all you need to hear.
Was he eating some mushrooms out
that
there?
That is all you need to hear. If some guy walked up to me and said, hey, this angel visited me and told me where these golden tablets were buried, and now I have the supplement to the Bible, I would say, show me.
Yes.
And if he said, well, I don't know what happened to the plates, that nobody ever saw them, but If he said, well, I gotta go dig up a couple of rocks that will help me interpret them and stuff like that, I would be like, you need a 5150.
Those plates don't exist. I assume they were hanging in Brigham Young University somewhere, like the relics. So you guys don't even have any fucking proof other than your belief that it's up there in the fucking sky. It's not even a fucking plate.
According to Smith, the angel was the guardian of the golden plates, which Latter-day Saints believe were the source material for the Book of Mormon.
Okay.
Not the Broadway play.
Oh, right.
Which was, the book was buried in a hill, conveniently, near Smith's home in Western New York.
You know what that's like? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's the same principle, because you know how characters in that book, they just came upon the guide wherever they were? They're stealing from fucking Douglas Adams, these Mormons. It's the same principle. The Book of Mormon just happened to be there?
The Bible, I mean, didn't an angel come and knock up Mary or tell her she was knocked up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. You're pregnant. What?
And I saw a horrible anti-religion meme recently. It was Joseph
meme
saying, wait, God can, with a snap of a finger, create life. Why did he have to knock up my wife?
Right.
Jesus Christ. Right. Why couldn't he just go poof and the baby Jesus appeared? Why did he have to impregnate Mary?
Well, you got
to
blow out that vagina.
Well, I mean, none of it makes sense.
Ask Uman and Thuman that. See what they say. Maroney.
Besides Smith, there were the three witnesses and several other witnesses also reported that they saw Maroney in visions in 1829.
He was having a
bagel at the local cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
They had visions of him.
He was smoking some peyote some Navajo guy gave him, and he saw Maroney.
Okay, we're
told him to go, hey, talk to a rock.
Anyway.
Take a shit on a plate. Start a faith.
How did we get to this? We were talking about the...
So fucking stupid.
How just crazy if somebody sat you down and told you the origin story of their... Or, you know, the Christianity. Let's take a swipe.
Give me some of your drugs. That's what I would say.
What the militant atheists like to say is, wait, your God sent himself down...
Yes.
...to sacrifice himself to himself...
Right.
...in order... to absolve humanity from sins that, because he's all-knowing, all-powerful, he knows are going to happen anyway.
Yeah, and to that I would say...
And why prayer? If it's predetermined... If Granny has a grabber and you circle around her and pray... It's already predetermined. Lord God knows whether he's going to snatch her to his ball sack or not, or leave Granny with you.
Why do I do anything then?
Why are you praying?
I don't know. I'm stopping it immediately. No more praying for me.
But I'm just, you know.
I agree with you. Right. It's fucking bananas.
None of it makes sense.
Right.
Sorry
guys, it's all bullshit.
Here on the speaking of
yes.
all bullshit and never making sense, here's Michelle Bachmann.
Oh god.
A little bit of her mellifluous tones on the Family Research Council president Tony Perkins' Washington Watch program.
What a douche.
And she hopes that the evil gay agenda will be reversed under President Trump.
She said that?
In the last 8 years, our government has been perverted to be used to advance an ungodly agenda.
That's
and one of the places that's been so prominent, and we even see it on this Israel issue, how the State Department, John Kerry in this case, used the United Nations through the Security Council to slap Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen over and over again how the State Department has used the United Nations to undermine American values both abroad and here at home.
Well, there's no question. I was in Israel 2 weeks ago, and I can tell you on the ground that Jewish people are so thrilled that Donald Trump is going to be the next president because they see in him a friend to Israel. They were horrified by the actions of Barack Obama.
Of course.
And clearly Barack Obama put every incentive to undermine that government. We even know today that Barack Obama himself intervened to defeat Bibi Netanyahu when Bibi Netanyahu was running for re-election to be prime minister. President Obama is talking about Vladimir Putin intervening in America when he himself intervened purposely to...
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, this just goes on and on and on and on and on. I'm skipping ahead.
What an adult. Just listen to this guy, like, agree. Tony Perkins. Oh. They're just sucking each other off.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Fortunately, where financial incentives are withheld from countries unless they advance, for instance, the gay agenda. In a country that doesn't.
So, to back up a little, there she says, how does the United States government bless or curse? You brought it up yourself with the State Department, where we've seen such evil come out of our State Department, unfortunately, where financial incentives are withheld from countries unless they advance, for instance, the gay agenda.
Oh, my God.
So... When we say to some African nation that is saying, we're going to pass a law where we're going to round up homosexuals and throw them in prison, maybe we'll kill them. And we say, that's not nice.
Yes.
We are going to stop sending you aid to this rancid snatch.
I think you're being kind.
To this person, this subhuman, that means it's evil. And supporting, trying to spread the LGBT agenda, the gay agenda.
Damn, man. I tell you what, man. If I was in charge, big gay army. Honestly, a big gay army be rounding up people like this. Fuck them.
We can't listen to them, though.
Listen to what they're saying.
He's joking.
I'm speaking hyperbolically. But, like, these fucking people, they say this shit. And these homophobes get emboldened and they feel like they can act on their shitty feelings.
Smith said he found the plates on September 22nd, 1823, at a hill near his home.
Oh, yeah.
After the angel Moroni directed him to a buried stone box. Smith said the angel at first prevented him from taking the plates.
Yes.
No plates for you.
Box. What box? It's a box that's buried.
A stone box. But instructed.
A stone box.
But instructed him to return to the same location in a year. They're down there, but you can't touch them.
Can't look at him for a year.
In September 1827, on his fourth annual attempt to retrieve the plates,
holy fucking
Smith
cock.
Returned home with a heavy object wrapped in a frock, which he then put in a box.
Yes.
Though he allowed others to lift the box, he said the angel had forbidden him to show the plates to anyone until they had been translated from their original, quote,
dude,
Reformed Egyptian language.
So
Smith then dictated the text of the Book of Mormon over the next years, claiming that it was a translation of the plates. He did this using the seer stones,
of course,
he placed at the bottom of a hat.
Right.
And then placed the hat over his face to view the words written on the stone.
Oh, Jesus. This guy ate something in the forest, and so, he's seeing shit.
It was like a VR. They were like virtual reality goggles. Yeah, right.
No, he's on drugs. He ate something that made him see shit.
No, he was lying so he could fuck underage girls.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah. What a perv.
Allegedly.
What an opportunistic perv.
I mean... Eventually,
you guys, who believes in this? If you're a Mormon, you believe in this shit. Tweet us at crab diving and like.
Smith eventually obtained testimonies from 11 men known as the Book of Mormon witnesses who said they had seen the plates.
I mean, it's all fucking stupid, man. They've seen the plates. The rocks are talking to them.
Conveniently, I'm adding. But this says, after the translation was complete, Smith said he returned the plates to the angel Moroni.
Moroni!
Showed them to 11 people who were like, oh yeah, I totally saw it. And then they vanished back up.
Where did Moroni take them? To heaven? To fucking the skies? The cloud? Where does Moroni live?
Latter-day Saints believe the account of the golden plates is a matter of faith.
Of course it is.
Where critics assert that either Smith manufactured some plates himself, or the Book of Mormon witnesses based their testimony on visions rather on the actual physical experience.
God, you guys, if you believe in this shit, I mean, I don't know what to say. And I'm not trying not to be a dick, but God, you're gullible. You're gullible.
Again, I hate to single out the Mormons, but we could pick one. We could pick any religion.
Shit, man, I know.
And talk about its stuff. And if you think objectively about it, you're right. Like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. And the Bible, God, pick a page of the Bible and read it at random, and you're within a paragraph of some bullshit.
It's like you're reading science fiction. It really, you know, it's like Lord of the fucking Rings.
But again, read it, believe it if you want. Just keep it off my lawn and keep it out of my government. Right?
You can believe
in the angel Moroni all you want. You can dunk yourself in giant tubs of water to prove you love the Lord all you want. Don't make me get dunked in a bucket of water.
Yeah, leave me alone with your Mormonism and any other ism. Go fuck yourself.
And keep your fucking Ten Commandments off of public property. I guess that makes me an American traitor, Brian fucking Fisher, you fascist theocrat pig.
You know, there's a story that this lady had been praying to, like, some statue of some fucking saint or something for years that she thought she had.
Dude, it was from Lord of the Rings.
It was like Lord Elrond or what? Elrond.
Elrond. How sad.
I mean, but
Some third world country grandma, right? Or something like that.
But the same results. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick.
She's praying to an elf statue.
Yeah. Fine.
And it wasn't like old Lord of the Rings. It was like, from the guy from the movies. It was like his action figure.
What's that guy's name that played the fucking lead elf?
I can't remember his name.
With the blonde hair.
The guy from Matrix. He was the bad guy in the Matrix.
Oh, I thought it was the dude that was in the...
It's not Legolas. No, he's
a good character.
Pirate
movies with...
No.
Mary Amber Heard. It's not Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's buddy.
It's not Johnny Depp's buddy. It's... It's the other guy. It's
Brendan Lee.
It's the king.
He died in it.
It's the elf king.
Whatever.
The same actor who was in he was Mr. Smith in the Matrix, and he was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh yeah.
That guy.
In a country that doesn't believe in the gay agenda, but the Obama State Department has said, look, you have to have a gay pride parade.
Yes.
You have to make sure that you can show us that ministers are marching in these gay pride parades.
Is she saying the state is mandating a gay pride parade? You know why there's a gay pride parade? Because
they're saying you should allow gay pride parades. He's not mandating.
You have to have one.
Right.
Hey, Michelle, I mean, go to a gay pride parade.
Another lie.
All you people.
They're fun as fuck.
Go to it. Yes, they're a blast. Go to a gay pride parade. Go to a gay bar.
You might see some dick, but you know.
So what?
Who cares?
Go make some gay friends. Fucking Tony Perkins and her. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You're sheltered. Live in a... Where is she from?
And healthy adults. I remember going to the pride parade once in Chicago.
It's fun.
And... like, standing next to us was a family.
Yeah.
Like, white bread as fuck as could be. And, like, a 5 or 6 year old girl. And there's guys going with painted dicks. They're not even covered. They're painted.
Yeah.
Waving them around and shit. And at one point, the girl, like, said something. And she said, ha ha, look at that man's naked. Ha ha, funny.
Right. I mean.
That's it.
Relax.
That child was not traumatized. No. By seeing a naked dick running down the street.
But I bet
to them,
child,
that's abuse.
Absolutely. I bet that child could be traumatized if she was, you know.
If she was told she's going to burn in hell.
Absolutely.
For that.
That's hanging over
your
head.
For seeing that.
Yeah. It's nice.
Michelle Beck.
What? The U.S. government is telling another government you have to have gay pride parades? That's unbelievable. You won't get your PEPFAR money. You won't get your U.S. aid money unless you follow our radical social agenda. You know, we laughed about this earlier. We conservatives are always blamed that we want to, quote, talk about social issues too much. That's all the left will talk about, are social issues. And yet they're...
because you're trying to take away rights from people. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. If you would keep your Jesus on your lawn and shut the fuck up about gay people, let them get married, let them have their pride parades. Guess what? Tomorrow you can have your I Love Jesus parade.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right, douchebag.
I find that offensive.
Yeah, guess what? If you're a group of people and you're being disenfranchised, you don't have your human rights. Right. Guess what you talk about all the time?
Yeah.
Your rights!
Yeah. And if we said,
what the fuck?
If we said, no Jesus parade for you, you'd lose your fucking mind.
Please. Oh, my God. The carrying on, the ramblings. Get the fuck out of here. But nobody's doing that to you.
Right.
Willing to use U.S. tax money, in other words, your listeners' hard-earned tax money, to be...
Social Security and... it's hard-earned tax money because that's the predominant source of income of, I'm sure, all of Brian Fisher's listeners.
But, like, she's just lying.
Oh, of course.
This is all bullshit.
Yeah. Well, Christians don't lie, Ryan.
Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry.
Isn't lying a sin? Oh, no, wait. It's not in the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Like rape.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say, God damn it, but you can rape the fuck out of someone.
Oh, that's true.
It's not in the top 10.
Beat over the head other nations to come into conformity with lifestyles and behaviors that we know can be detrimental to people and that don't advance the American cause. So I think we are looking at a new day, but we do want to make sure that the State Department does what they were originally founded to do, and that's to carry out foreign policy positive for the United States. And that doesn't mean that we use the State Department to beat over the head countries to engage in behavior that they abhor.
Well, in abortion, they've been pushing that agenda, but it's been done to the detriment of a stated objective by Congress in our foreign policy, and that is religious freedom.
Oh, yeah. They don't believe in religious freedom.
They don't believe in religious freedom. It's just the opposite.
Right.
Their religion believes that they should be able to love who they want and marry who they want. You just want your religious freedom. Freedom of your religion only, you assholes.
It's true. It's
you fascists.
Fucking hypocritical.
Scumbags.
Yeah.
Deny religious freedom to Muslims, to Hindus, to Jews, to you name the group. They have to deny their sincerely held religious beliefs in order to get the money that they desperately need from the United States government. We are hoping that we will see a decoupling of that and that instead the positive interests of the United States will be advanced.
The positive interest. What does that mean? Their evil Christo agenda.
The decoupling of that.
And we've got, isn't it Larry Klayman, one of those assholes that's under indictment for crimes against humanity for going to these other countries and helping them draft legislation for round up the gay, kill the gay, criminalize the gay?
I mean, how heinous, man. And you know, he gets paid for that probably. He goes there and says, hey, listen, I'm going to teach you how to get this gay thing under control.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Listen
to her voice, too. That Michelle Bachmann. She really does sound like Palin. It's hard to tell them apart. I think maybe Palin is a little bit more Daffy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Who knows? They're both idiots.
And a little less Jesus-y.
Right.
Right? I mean, she's not as...
Eddie, punk-ass little fuckery stuff. Can I get a hallelujah? We bend over and say thank you, enemy. No more pussyfooting around. Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Holy shit. How did we dodge that bullet?
Are clapping for her and screaming for her. They don't even know what the fuck she just said. We don't know what she said.
What happened between her and Trump? Remember her coming out with that ridiculous, drizzly, shiny outfit that she had on when she first announced that she was going to back Donald Trump and support him? And she went out and stumped for him a little bit. And it seemed like 10 minutes later that dried up. I don't understand.
Something went on, man. Do you think
he tried to fuck her? She's way beyond his age range.
I don't know what he... Listen, do you think she thought she should have had Secretary of State or something, and she found out she wasn't in the running for Secretary of State, and she just fell out of love with Schittler.
That's what. That's what. Didn't they say that? I got sidetracked. I just saw a different headline.
Secretary of State.
Oh yeah, didn't they say that? That's what Rudy Giuliani.
Oh yeah.
That the reason he ended up with nothing is because he said, "I only want Secretary of State or nothing."
Jesus Christ.
And Trump said, "Okay, fuck you. You're getting nothing."
Right. I mean, Sarah Palin would be a scarier choice than Tillerson. Right? Maybe not. I'm just thinking about, like,
I might rather have stupid and evil rather than smart and evil.
What does she do? Could you imagine that if she was Secretary of State? Oh, God.
Timothy and Sarah Johnson.
Yes.
From Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota.
Johnson.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Will have their asses thrown in jail.
Right.
For as long as possible. And I would prefer that whatever pastor they have visited and seen and been counseled by should be occupying the cell next to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they allowed their 7-year-old adopted child to die of pancreatitis.
Oh, my God.
Because they have, quote, issues going to doctors.
They wouldn't take the kid to a doctor. He got real sick.
They prayed.
Oh.
In the weeks leading up to his death, he had bruises and blisters all over his little body. The parents rubbed Neosporin on him and, quote, medical honey.
Oh, my God. What is that?
He died in a pool of his own vomit.
Oh.
In the days before his death, his parents were out of town for a wedding, leaving their son in the care of an older sibling. The night they returned, they found him hardly moving and said he didn't react when they prayed for his health.
Mm. Damn it. There's not enough marijuana on the planet. I mean, this story is horrible. My God.
Quote, concerned that the doctor would put him on medications and believe that they got better information from their own research.
Mm, Jesus Christ. These people are going to jail or something like that?
According to their research,
yes,
the child had post-traumatic stress disorder.
He had pancreatitis. His internal organs were failing.
And maybe a brain injury. They also said he was the victim of fetal alcohol syndrome, though authorities never confirmed that. He's adopted. He was an adopted child. Still, they did not take him to a doctor. In a Facebook post after his death, they cited their Christian faith and thanked their family and friends for helping them, quote, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially.
Oh.
After they raised $7,000 online
to
cover the child's funeral costs.
Oh.
The child they killed.
Right. They killed that kid. Medical honey.
Instead, they trusted their own, quote, research and the Lord God above. They prayed and he didn't react.
Oh, my God. So now, wait. Now, do they curse God? Or do they just say mysterious ways? What is this, you fucking murderous bastards? Fuck you.
Sadly, they are only being charged with child neglect. I don't know how you don't get murder out of this.
Do they get to go to jail?
But they'll only spend a maximum of a single year in jail and a $3,000 fine for killing a child.
No, please, someone in jail, do something.
Some black kid somewhere has a joint in his hand.
Yeah, they go to jail.
He gets thrown away indefinitely.
Ugh.
Christian white couple kills a little boy. And maybe a year, maybe, you know, a few thousand dollar fine.
Maybe it's their faith. They're stupid, heinous motherfuckers.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, burn in hell, fuck nuts. God damn it! What? Ugh. Was there no one else around them that were their parents that could look at this kid and say, God damn it, your kid's sick. Are you not taking this fucking kid to the doctor? And then you call the police or something happens?
It's
nothing.
A toddler that, I mean, is at home if you don't have people over or whatever.
That aren't loons.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fuck
and let's
religion.
Not forget, I believe it's the state of Idaho that some vile theo-fascist GOP members there were trying to pass laws saying, you know what, that's okay if parents let their kids die and get sick because they want to pray it away, because Jesus, because religious freedom.
We are all so fucking stupid. Just stupid fucking idiots.
Oh, here's that story. An elderly Brazilian woman has been accidentally praying every day to an elf from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. A woman just realized that her great-grandmother wasn't praying to St. Anthony like they thought. It was actually a statue of Elrond, an elf from Lord of the Rings.
But like one from the movie, not even old one, right? An action figure from the fucking movie.
He's got pointy ears, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what fucking saint in the Bible has Spock ears?
Well, they don't. Unless, say, I don't know. I guess I got to look up St. Anthony. Maybe he has bad ears.
This makes me like that grandmother for some reason. I love that. I think that's great.
The poor woman.
Yeah.
Deluded.
Let her pray to R2-D2. Who gives a fuck?
Deluded. And fleeced by evil actors.
Well, at least she doesn't have a child dying from pancreatitis, and she's waving this Lord of the Rings character over his face and applying medical what? Was it medical honey? Medical honey? What the
Whatever
fuck
that
is
means,
that?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
God, these people, they're going to spend the year in jail, these parents, that let this kid fucking die. And then are they going to go back to, like, believing in their stupid fucking bullshit ridiculous goddamn faith? Are they going to adopt another child?
They better not. They better have whatever children they do have taken away from them.
Yeah.
Whew. They left it with an older sibling. Those children should be saved, rescued from those murderers.
Oh, can you imagine you're the older sibling and this kid dies while you're babysitting them? You don't know any better. You don't know any better. You're brought up by these fucking cult members.
Yeah.
Listen, you believe in this bullshit. You're in a cult. You're whacked out of your skull. You're mentally fucking ill. That's all there is to that. We got to be less tolerant of this shit. Quit talking to Sky God. It doesn't exist. You're fucking up the whole planet.
Good news out of Illinois.
Fuck those people. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's good news out of Illinois.
Okay.
sort of.
Oh.
Again, it's one of these stories where,
yeah.
Holy shit, I can't believe things are almost normal finally, and we're celebrating the low bar. In Illinois now, a lawsuit was won.
Okay.
That says that now secular celebrants can be allowed to, I hate this word, solemnize, marriages.
God.
Which means before.
Yeah.
In Illinois, in order, whatever the hell, technically, you had to be, I don't know, a preacher or something to...
a snake waiver.
But in Indiana, 4 years ago, according to, I'm reading from the Patheos Friendly Atheist blog.
Yes.
More than 4 years ago, the Center for Inquiry sued Indiana over its marriage laws. The state permitted people of faith to be married by religious leaders, but denied the same option for non-religious people who wanted their marriages performed by a, quote, secular celebrant.
So you still have to have a priest.
You want to have a ceremony, but you don't want any of the Jesus magic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to be married by a fucking bullshit artist.
Atheists had the options of having a judge do it or using someone certified by an online church.
Yeah, certified. Certified.
Like me.
Nuts. Oh, yeah, yeah. What, you're a dudist.
I'm a dudist. I'm an ordained dudist. Minister.
I think I'm a dudist as well.
You might be too.
I'm not a minister. I'm a Thetan 7.
or they must have a celebrant present for the ceremony, although it wouldn't count unless a judge or priest or whatever signed the paperwork.
Oh, fuck you.
But a secular celebrant alone was not allowed. You had to have some form of bizarre authoritarian magic there.
Yeah. How dumb. Why can't I have a wizard from Harry Potter flutter in and solemnize my stupid fucking wedding?
How stupid is it?
Stupid.
That you want a real priest or a real minister or a real god wielder or a magic spell caster, whatever the hell you want to use.
Okay.
But you're okay with some asshole who put his email in online. That'll work,
too. Yeah, this is bananas. This is fucking... fucking bananas.
How is me as a dudist minister showing up there and saying, let's everybody get stoned and drunk.
Right.
These guys are married.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace.
Throw some chicken bones at me and wave a feather over my fucking face. Boom. Solemnized.
So fortunately, the courts, through the courts, the Center for Inquiry sued and won allowed for a secular celebrant. And now last year they sued in Illinois, which had the same bullshit.
Oh, my God.
And they have just won that lawsuit there.
Listen, all you Jesus people out there wielding your fucking bullshit, we know who you are. We see you. You are bullshit artists. Get out of my fucking life.
The lawsuit pointed out that the gentleman that sued, Galen Broaddus, is his name.
Yes.
He had multiple requests to officiate and solemnize weddings, but he had to say no to every one of them because while he's allowed to officiate all he wants, solemnizing ridiculously is all that the government cared about. The vestigial Christian
right
pandering, whatever.
That's the only important part.
He won the case. They won their case in district court.
That's
Judge Colin
news.
Bruce said the Illinois law is unconstitutional on this matter and that marriages solemnized by secular celebrants would indeed be recognized by the state as valid.
Okay. Well, good.
You had a priest, right? Or you had a minister.
No, I did not have a priest. I had a minister. I'm not crazy.
I corrected myself and said you had a minister.
I'm kidding,
yeah.
I'm kidding. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I like the minister, though. I mean,
he was a cool dude.
But he wasn't loony. I mean, he still believed in all that Jesus shit. But
you could have had, you could have had anybody do it.
Yeah. You know this guy? Before the Methodist Church accepted gay people, I don't even know if they do now or whatever. He had gay deacons in his church.
Oh, he's one of those rogues.
Right, he's one of those
rogue parishes in a LGBT neighborhood.
That guy walked the fucking walk, and they, you know what they did every Saturday night? They opened up their church or whatever, and they turned it into a restaurant.
Show night? Oh.
No, a restaurant. A restaurant where, you know, who the only people allowed in were homeless people. And he said they called it the Dignity Diner. And instead of being like a soup line, they all sat down at tables.
And
they were
served. Oh, that's
so cool. A waiter
came
in and took their fucking order and brought their food.
That's awesome.
He was vegetarian. He didn't believe in eating meat, but.
Did they proselytize them?
No!
In order to accept the food like so many of these places do?
No. One time I was there and they sang a Pink Floyd song for a fucking hymn. And the call to
he's an atheist.
And the call to
he's an atheist. He does not believe his bullshit.
And the call to worship.
He's just a really cool dude doing good works using the broad.
Right.
Well, maybe he believes.
I went
but,
to church there once, and we get the call to worship him. They start singing. I swear to God, this is what I hear from the minister of music or whatever was making your way in the world today takes everything.
Come
you
on,
God. Cheers. They sang the song to Cheers, and then he talked about it after. He's like, well, that's a great song. You want to go? You want to be with people? Everybody knows you. That's great.
Right.
And that guy's not going to let some kid die of pancreatitis because he's what are they waving? Medical butter on him or medical, what is it? Medical honey.
You are a cunt.
Yeah. Were they singing that?
They sing that. Those people are they're murderous cunts. That's who they are. Let that kid die. I can't stop thinking about that.
There's a previous story that we did about a religious family that tried to pray their kid's illness away and he died.
Imagine you're the older kid. The older kid that was charged to watch his kid die. I can't imagine how traumatic that was. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
So congrats to the Illinois lawsuit. Another state, I guess, joining, I was going to say the 21st century, but they're just creeping up to maybe 19th, God. Right? I mean, with some of this shit.
When can we go get these sky god fuckers?
Well, they can, it's the dominionists that are trying to shove their sky god into us that we decry.
But That story is just heinous.
Well, yeah, we've heard other ones.
Oh, I know.
And again, look at Idaho.
I don't wanna.
We specifically did stories about that happening there and how there are creepy, evil dominionists in the legislature there who think, well, you know, maybe we should change the law allowing parents to let their kids die if they have a sincerely held religious belief.
Listen, you Catholics, these other people are letting their kids die because now you're going to take them to the doctor.
Catholics,
they send them to church to let them get fucking raped by priests.
Well,
what
that's
the fuck,
the goal,
man?
But yeah.
Hey, your sky god fuck faces, what are you going to start doing right by these kids? Jesus Christ.
God, I remember, I just had a flashback to,
yeah.
You know, there's a very special All in the Family where, this is a few years in, you know, that's when they started having very special All in the Family.
Is this when they jumped the shark?
No.
Showed up?
No, this is Meathead and the daughter was still living with them.
Right,
it was still the original cast, but they had a baby, remember? And
I don't remember that.
And Meathead...
played by Rob Reiner.
And Sally Struthers didn't want
Gloria
to baptize the child.
Oh, God. I think I remember
this. And you remember Archie snuck the baby? They were horrified, and Archie stole the baby and snuck into the church and baptized the baby himself. It's an amazing scene.
Let's pretend that doesn't happen.
Well, the reason it flashed into my head is because... there's a story over at Friendly Atheist that says a woman asked Dear Abby about conducting a secret baptism on her grandnephew. This is another case. This happens all the time nowadays where people are like, look, I'm not going to subject my kid to this ridiculous ceremony that I don't believe in anymore. And older generations flip the fuck out because they sincerely believe that for some reason their benevolent, loving God is going to send that little fucker straight to hell if he chokes on a toy in his crib.
I tell you what, when my dad...
if you don't cast the protection spell first.
Yeah, when my dad died, we didn't want to have a big fucking depressing funeral. We're not sadists. We had a nice reception at this restaurant. You could see into the ocean. But, you know, some of the religious types I was related to, I am related to, kind of lost their mind over that.
Yeah, I had the same kind of thing.
Oh, I remember that when your mom died.
Yeah, it was both because I got both barrels because my mom's half the family is Serbian Orthodox. So
that doesn't sound crazy.
They wanted to have, they wanted to have the Serbian priest come in and wave. I said no incense.
Right? I can't do that.
Remember that? No incense because those guys will kill you with that incense.
Yeah. And how much did that run you anyway, those incense? I mean, really?
I purged. I put my foot down on that one. I didn't want anything. And my cousins kind of bullied me into having a one night wake, which I think is really creepy.
It's nuts. And it's all nuts.
And then a funeral with the Catholic Church. She wasn't Catholic, but she taught at my school. I was brought up Catholic. I went to Catholic school.
I didn't realize that.
My mom was not Catholic and never converted officially.
You had to have that Catholic wedding.
What?
Yeah, but no, I'm sorry. The
funeral.
Catholic funeral.
Yeah, funeral.
Jeez.
But we didn't go to the church, remember? The priest
who ended up being really cool. Home.
What a pro, huh? You could tell.
Oh, he was good,
that
man.
They sent the priest that is just perfect for funerals when he doesn't know who the fuck you are because that guy spent 3 minutes with me before the ceremony, asked like 10 questions. And when he got up there to speak, you would have thought he and my mom were lifelong friends.
I know.
Right?
The guy was
brilliant.
He was good. Damn.
And $100.
What a skill. That's how much he was?
And that's what I gave him. I think that was the going priest and food.
Is it scale? He's like, listen, if you want it to be really familiar, throw me another 50. You get the expert homily. Or whatever. Oh, God.
It's all just so crazy. Yeah.
Sadistic.
Hmm?
It's sadistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these things they make you go through for nothing.
Well, yeah, and just the for control.
Oh, yeah.
To control people for no other reason than to try to make
sure
that everybody...
Get your fucking money in that collection plate, motherfucker. That's the bottom line.
Thanks for joining us. It's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
Yay.
And then we're out on iTunes, on Stitcher, as a podcast. Hey, leave us a nice review if you would be so kind. And then you can also get us at crabdiving.com.
Right.
And don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, if you're going to buy a new copy of the Bible or perhaps the Book of Mormon.
Buy some medical butter. Or what was it? No, medical
honey.
Medical honey. You know,
you can go to the go to Amazon through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, and you can there buy your shit, and we get a little help. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Let me ask you, keeps us
screaming for another day.
I know. I know you're trying to run a show here, but I have one question about this medical.
You're running this medical honey.
Yes. What, how many jars does it take to cure somebody of pancreatitis?
Well, they thought he had PTSD.
Oh, okay. So you swab medical honey on their face for
they
that?
They self-diagnosed.
Okay. I'm letting it go.
Neosporin and honey.
Oh, yeah. But see, like, that's the weird thing. That's the hypocrisy. What about that Neosporin? Isn't that of the devil? How's that not of the devil?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
The dead kid's the one that doesn't fucking get it. Shit.
Won't get anything. Thanks to them.
Assholes.
Do you want to... Yeah, this one's kind of creepy. This is a... These people are emboldened, and we talked about the shit that's going on in Texas.
Yay.
And with the anti-LGBT, we're going to check your... dangling parts before you're allowed to use the bathroom rule.
I am head dick checker.
And also the various, once you are smoking a cigarette after loads are blown.
Oh, that's a life.
That's it. It's a life. You can't so much as jump up and down and have a drop of semen come out of your vajiji because that's a sin.
I guess I kind of get it in Texas because we drove through there and there's no one there. So I guess everything counts. Even your loads have to count in Texas. There's nobody in that fucking state anyway.
Well, here we go. This is... We haven't heard from this show in a while.
Yes.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Oh, God.
I mean, Klingenschmidt.
Klingenschmidt.
Former Colorado state legislator.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
Real fuckface.
And host of Pray in Jesus' Name.
Oh, God.
Also former... Navy chaplain? I do this every time. I can't remember what branch he was in. Who gives a fuck? Former chaplain in one of the armed services.
And they fired his ass.
They showed him the door because he essentially refused to do what these chaplains are supposed to, which is non-denominational magic casting. And he would have none of that. He said it's his Jesus or nobody's, and they were like, "Well, you know, why don't you go?"
Right.
He's
got all the answers.
Well, there's a religious right activist, Janet Porter. She's the one who's been running around trying to get these personhood bills, heartbeat bills, fetal pain bills, anything they can to make sure that once. You whore, you have sex.
Right.
You better enjoy whatever fruits of that labor.
Absolutely. You're taking that baby to term. Not.
Yep.
And then after it's born, we don't give a fuck about it.
So she was on Gordon Klingenschmidt's show to pray in Jesus' name to discuss the veto of her heartbeat bill, which was going on in Ohio. Remember, there were two things going on at the same time for Governor John Kasich. The... fetal heartbeat bill, which means once the fetus has a heartbeat, it is a fully formed human being.
And he vetoed it, right? Because he said it was stupid.
Well, it's blatantly unconstitutional, but then he signed the 20-week ban, which has been getting through some of the lower courts.
Right.
And terrifyingly, if it gets up to, by the time it gets up to the SCOTUS. There might be a 5-4 Trumpian Christo majority, who will be all for that and overturn. Remember, he said he's putting pro-life judges.
Hey, Chuck Schumer, you do your job and you don't nominate it. Don't confirm any of these loons.
So Gordon Klingenschmidt, here is Janet Porter. And listen to what she has to say about what happened in Ohio about her fetal heartbeat law that failed.
fetal heartbeat.
You are a national activist. Faith to Action actually probably has more influence in Washington, D.C. than it does there in Ohio. You and I might see each other at the inauguration. You're going on January 20th, and you're also planning or you're strategizing to introduce a federal version of the pro-life heartbeat bill there in Washington, D.C. What can you say about that?
Well, Jeffs, I'm going to be meeting this week in Congress with members of the U.S. House of Representatives. And I believe that 44 years into fighting abortion, we ought to be a whole lot further along. We ought to be farther than debating whether how much we regulate abortion or whether or not we should fund it. No, no, no. 44 years into this, we should be done. We should be ending abortion.
Good. They're gonna abort abortion.
44 years into it, we should be done.
God.
There should be no abortions allowed for you.
God.
And so if Congress is only ready for an incremental bill, let's give them an incremental bill that'll protect nearly every child who would otherwise be aborted. It's a federal heartbeat bill, and we'll be introducing it this month, I believe, just prior to January 22nd.
A blatantly unconstitutional federal heartbeat law, by the way.
44th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. By the way, as technology increases, that we're going to be hearing that baby's heartbeat younger and younger. Remember, that heart is beating at 18 days. That's before the mother even knows she's pregnant. Now we can't.
So she's saying we're hoping that as technology gets better, we're going to detect that heartbeat even before she knows she's pregnant, so that whore won't be able to kill that baby.
But what is the point? I mean,
they want to stop all choice.
Yeah.
For the woman, of course.
Right.
If men could get pregnant, there'd be abortion machines on every corner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Rip that fucker out of my nuts.
Days. That's before the mother even knows she's pregnant. Now, we can't technologically hear the baby's heartbeat that soon, but one day perhaps we will. And so it may be that heartbeat will protect all of them eventually as technology improves. So it's a great, great first step.
There you go.
Damn.
That's the agenda.
Terrifying.
They think that they are now emboldened to have. And with Trump saying,
oh, yeah,
I will only nominate pro-choice, pro-life judges.
Oh, yes.
We're welcome.
But how,
welcome to Krista Stan.
We're in a Stan. Absolutely. We're in a fucking Stan.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Christo Stan.
Ugh.
You talked about, we could talk about this this preacher a little bit, that Donald Trump, Paula White is her name.
Oh,
you
yes.
mentioned her earlier.
Prosperity Gospel.
Right?
That's her thing.
There will be six faith leaders that have been announced.
Okay.
That are going to be the A-list.
Oh, yeah.
Just as big, stars as the ones that he's getting from Hollywood, basically.
No Elton John.
I hear Chachi's going to play the spoons or something.
No Tom Cruise. No, nobody.
They've announced that Rabbi Marvin Heyer.
Chachi's playing the spoons, is he?
Bishop Wayne Jackson.
Okay.
Paula White, Franklin Graham. That looked some disgusting anti-humanity, anti-gay dickwad.
He's a shit bag.
Samuel Rodriguez, Timothy Dolan. Paula White.
Right. My favorite.
Has been in Trump's, quote, amen corner.
Oh, my God. How creepy. What do you got to do there? Jeez. Be careful. Gets all handsy.
Of prosperity preachers, basically. And...
Oh, God.
She said...
We're all so stupid.
...that for his 60th birthday, she's known Trump for a while.
Oh, what a joy.
For his 60th birthday, she gave him a Bible.
I think you say a blowjob.
Signed with a prophetic word by Billy Graham.
What was the word?
I don't know. That's my question.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
A prophetic word.
Does it... I mean, is it... I don't know.
I'm going to give you one word that could be prophetic. These people are laboriously stupid. Whatever that is.
Maybe, is that one of the words?
Shapoopy, shapoopy,
right.
Shapoopy.
Prosperity gospel televangelist Paula White Says that Billy Graham signed a Bible and wrote a letter with a prophetic word in it.
How stupid!
For Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump for his 60th birthday.
Oh, how nice. What a shitty fucking gift. Franklin Graham is loaded. Give me a Bible.
Oh, this is Billy Graham.
Oh, whatever. They bought that money. I don't want a fucking Bible.
She also said the candidate firmly believes he is saved.
Yeah.
And, she's been friends for 15 years.
Yeah, okay.
With Trump.
Oh, boy. Lucky you.
When she said, do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved?
Sure.
She says Trump's answer was emphatically always yes.
Right. Jesus is like, no, you're not saved. I hate you. You're going to burn in hell, buddy.
I'll never forget on his 60th birthday, I thought, what am I going to get you for your birthday? I found out that you really wanted a Bible. That's such a lie.
That is
such a lie.
Oh, that's such shit. That's such shit.
Unless he was like, what is this Bible you're speaking of?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite part of the Bible? Oh, it's like a great movie.
He really wanted a Bible that had been signed in a letter by Billy Graham. So for his 60th birthday, Billy Graham wrote a prophetic word and a letter to Mr. Donald Trump. Can you hear me here? She asked the crowd. I'm saying that he loves God. So when you look at the fruit of his life, you see his children, you see the people around him. She did not say what the prophetic word was.
God, that's the one thing I want to fucking know.
That Graham wrote to Trump.
What is it? Nobody knows?
No, it's a secret, man.
Fuck this.
The so-called prosperity gospel taught by her and others is considered heresy by most evangelicals.
Did you want that? What did you want for Christmas? You want a Bible with a prophetic word in it?
Exactly. most evangelical leaders don't support this prosperity gospel.
Okay. But they do support some other weird shit, so what's it matter? This is stupid.
Right. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has yet to confirm White's claim.
Okay.
But we all know that Franklin Graham ended up endorsing happily and will be speaking at this event with a bunch of these other frauds.
Oh, yeah.
That he's,
bullshit artists.
He's right. He's pretending that he's a big old Jesus dude.
He's not into Jesus.
Oh, here's Trump. Do you want to hear this for a second?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
While promoting his 2006 book, Why We Want You to Be Rich, which he had, I'm sure, utterly nothing to do with writing.
He wrote the whole thing.
He appeared on Paula White's TV show.
Oh, my God.
At the bottom, it says, Paula, discover God's abundant life for you. Send your praise reports / prayer requests.
Okay.
To box blah, 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 Tampa, Florida.
I'm sending my prayer request. God, you're going to put your prayer request in an envelope with a stamp and send it to Tampa, and then you're going to be able to what? I don't know.
Be on her mailing list so that you can receive all of her Christo bullshit. Buy this, buy this. Here's Donald Trump in 2006.
Oh, God.
On her show, Fleecing Christians. Back then, even.
Is that what it's called?
Well, no, that's what
I
say he's doing.
It should be.
And she's
that.
Doing.
Yeah.
What are some of the first steps, the message that you begin to send forth to empower yourself and begin that transition?
Well, first of all, you mentioned the word debt, and nobody knows more about debt than I do because I owe billions and billions of dollars. But I'm a professional. I mean, I know what I'm doing, and it worked out very well. I negotiated a couple of deals with banks and this and that, but you know, I had a lot of friends who went bankrupt. You'll never hear from them again. I never did that in the early 90s when I was in trouble. I owed billions and billions of dollars. And in a certain way, I love debt because in good times, there's nothing.
Wait, did he say he doesn't do bankruptcy?
Yeah. He said he didn't do that in the 90s.
Oh.
Better than debt. In bad times, it comes back to bite you. So we talk about debt. We talk about the assets and the liabilities of debt. And generally speaking, it's a liability, especially if you're not a really skilled professional.
I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt, but Mr. Trump, you said something great right there. You said a lot of your friends didn't make it, didn't come back. Why did you make it?
Well, I think because I never, ever quit. I don't give up.
You notice he was sniffing even back then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 10 years ago. Did you hear that?
Maybe he's just like,
up. And, you know, you have to be born with something. God has to have blessed you with a good brain. I mean, there are a lot of people, when I make speeches, I start off by saying most of you shouldn't be in the room because most of you won't be entrepreneurs. And the people that I'm doing that speech for, in this case, the Learning Annex, because we do a lot of tremendous, we have 15 and 20 and even...
The ad. Okay. There's the ad for the Learning Annex.
Go see my
in one case, 64,000 people showed up in San Francisco for a speech that both of us did. And so we have tremendous crowds. And they never love it when I'm telling them that they probably shouldn't be entrepreneurs, because with that, you have to be born with a certain something, but you do have to be born with this. So in a sense, that's lucky. God has to have blessed you with a good mind, or at least a business mind. Now, that's not to say that that's everything, because I also know people that aren't that smart, but they're very happy people. They have great families. I mean, maybe they're better off than I am to be, in a certain sense.
At the bottom, it says, experience freedom in every area of life. Send your praise reports, prayer request to paulawhite.org.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, right? Give her your...
So there he is lying there.
Yeah, yeah. He's lying.
We got Franklin Graham is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
He's an anti-Muslim conspiracy Perfect. Theorist.
Yes.
He's a big fan of Vladdy Putin.
Who ain't?
Anti-LGBT asshole.
Yeah.
Now, Samuel Rodriguez is another one, leads the National Christian Hispanic Leadership Conference. He's fostered a media image as a nonpartisan moderate, but simultaneously urges Hispanic voters to support right-wing candidates on the religious right.
Oh, okay. He's a nut.
He said it would be morally reprehensible for Christians to vote for a candidate who supports Planned Parenthood.
No, you stupid fucking idiot.
Timothy Dolan, New York Archbishop.
Oh,
he's
yes.
that asshole Catholic. Who has said all kinds of heinous shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've done stories about him, right?
Right. No one has a civil right to have a non-marital relationship treated as a marriage.
Whatever, dude. Fuck off.
He's saying
Eat
things
a dick.
Like that. So that's a little bit of the Jesus-wielding humanity that's going to be at the inauguration. We got to go. That's it.
Give me some of that medical honey.
For this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast Live. Download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a nice review, please. Crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you shit.
We get paid, baby.
Helps us out here.
It don't cost you shit.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
That's it, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Praise Jesus.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, shit.
There's some weird shit going on here.
Wow,
we got
God.
A feedback loop, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Let me hit this button and... end the show right about
bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.